The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisor at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. MoDOT is hosting a public meeting today on the future of a busy part of I-64. It's the section from Kings Highway to Jefferson. Engineers and planners will discuss future transportation needs. They want to hear what you think. Today's meeting is from 4 to 7 at the City Foundry Food Hall. The St. Louis Blues fall to the Colorado Avalanche in overtime last night. It was game one in the second series of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Jordan Binnington had 51 saves. St. Louis area police chiefs are hosting their memorial prayer breakfast today. It's this morning at the St. Charles Convention Center. This is the 30th year for the event. The prayer breakfast honors area law enforcement officers and remembers those who died in the line of duty. Missouri Supreme Court Judge Mary Russell is scheduled to deliver the keynote address. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, showers and storms expected this morning. Some could be strong to severe. The main threats will be damaging winds, large hail, and heavy downpours. Things should dry out by later this morning. Expect a partly cloudy and warm afternoon with highs in the 80s. Showers and storms will be around through the end of the week, but there will be dry time. Warm and humid for the rest of the work week with high temps in the 80s.